Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table, a podcast where it has been just far too long. I am your friend Cody, and joining me today is my best friend, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. Are you as full as I am?
Yes.
We just had a wonderful dinner. We got a little fancy on this day because I decided, you know what? I'm going to go by the butcher block. I'm not going to go to McDonald's. I'm not going to go to Taco Bell. I'm going to go get a nice steak. Mm-hmm. And I got Sarah a steak that turned into three steaks.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was so big. It was a big old sirloin that she was able to make three whole steaks out of, and it was great. But as you may have noticed, Tyler's not here. He'll be here next week. But for right now, it's me and Sarah, and we've got some stuff we're going to talk about today. But before we do, you know how we do. We got to get into our segment.
Yeah.
One's got to go.
This week, you're in the hot seat.
Because oh, no.
I'm going to list four things, and one of them has got to go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the first one, crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it wrong. Boudin.
Boudin.
Boudin. Jambalaya.
Uh-huh.
And sweet tea.
That's easy.
Is it easy?
Yes.
Why is it easy?
Well, okay, in between two. It's... Okay, jambalaya can't go. That's my favorite.
Is that serious?
Yeah. Boudin can't go. I don't get it to eat it a lot, but when I do, it's like...
It's that thing that's like special.
Right. It's just so special.
Yeah.
Crawfish and sweet tea. I love crawfish, but I drink sweet tea so often.
I feel that.
So, I guess I would have to eliminate crawfish.
I understand. I would be sad, though. Cause, like, just know that in this scenario, if you eliminated crawfish... I don't know if I would be so quick to also eliminate crawfish from my life.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy crawfish.
I do too, but do I eat it, I mean, a couple times a week? No.
No.
But with sweet tea, I do.
That's true.
I drink
That's
it.
That's true. Do you like sweet tea better or Dr. Pepper?
Oh, no. It just depends. Like, I'm very picky about my sweet tea. I don't like super sweet tea. You would think that I would.
You did half cut for a while.
Yeah. I just don't like it super sweet.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do get half cut. Today I got half cut at peach and it was so good.
Do you remember that for a while you were on half cut and then you got a regular sweet tea and mm-hmm. it was way too sweet
yeah,
for you?
I usually can't. I like to drink sweet tea with Mexican food. That's just my thing. But sometimes it's just too sweet.
Yeah. How do you feel if you come from like... half cut tea, you've been doing half cut tea for a while, then you go to a Dr. Pepper. Is it a
Dr.
shock?
Pepper is like a treat. But recently,
ooh, hi. Yes, Lord.
Dr. Pepper Zero came out. And this changes the game.
It really does.
Okay. Because Dr. Pepper was like a treat to me. A cold can of Dr. Pepper was just there's something about it, but I wouldn't drink it often because I know it's not good. I mean,
well, it's good.
It's good.
It's not good
it
for
not
you
good for me.
At all.
And I know that, but I hate Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So gross.
Tastes like cough medicine.
Don't want it. So when Dr. Pepper Zero came out, I was like, interesting. Tried it. Tastes just like Dr. Pepper to
me. It's so good.
Yeah.
My favorite is, surprisingly, the cherry.
Yeah. It tastes a lot like real Dr. Pepper. That one, too.
Yeah.
But it's so good. It doesn't taste diet at all.
No. It's very good. If you haven't tried Dr. Pepper Zero,
do it.
Definitely recommend. It's a 10 out of 10.
For sure.
And you will not be disappointed. All right. So let's get into the main deal we're going to talk about today.
The main course.
The main course, if you will. We were talking about, you know, what could we talk about today? We've shared a lot of stories with y'all. We've talked about how we got robbed. We've talked about the story of like how we met, this and that and the third. So we've decided today, let's begin, because it could go off into other stuff. We're going to start talking about some funny stories from the kitchen. and just like kitchen related stories throughout the years. We've already talked about this one just to get it started. There's the infamous pork chop story.
Right.
Where I did not do well in making pork chops.
It was like, what, our first year of marriage?
Yeah.
Something.
We hadn't even been married a year, I don't think.
Yeah. So I trusted him to make pork chops, to season them. I don't even know if I told you to put them in the oven.
I don't remember. I don't remember. All I remember is this. Because at the time, I had been doing a lot of grilling, but I hadn't ever made like pork chops inside or outside. I had never done pork chops before.
Right.
So I just thought, you know what? On beef, you can put as much salt as you want. I'm going to do that here with these pork chops. After all, it's basically the same thing. No, it's not.
No.
So I salted these pork chops.
Like made a rub, like a salt and pepper rub.
And just went to town. And she didn't know this. She gets home because I had got home before you.
Yeah.
Still do today, which is funny. But I'm cooking this. She wasn't there to supervise me. And long story short, we sat at the table to eat. Everything looks great. Mm-hmm. And the mac and cheese was good.
Mm-hmm.
We both cut into it. We take a bite. And we just kind of look at each other. And I'm over here. I'm like, wow, this is inedible. And you're like,
it's okay.
It's okay. And I'm like, no, it's pretty bad. She's like,
yeah,
it's a little salty.
It was so salty.
We immediately just threw everything away and ordered pizza.
Yep.
Like you do.
True story. It was so salty, though.
That is one of my, but you know, it really is one of my fondest memories. Is that a word? More fonder? Fondest?
No, fondest.
Okay, cool. It is one of my fondest memories. I feel like I've since gotten better at pork chops.
Absolutely.
I've learned from this.
Yeah.
And by the way, my favorite cut of pork chops
is thick cut.
Those thick cut, boneless,
mm-hmm.
That's the ones right there.
I'm opposite. I like bone in thin.
Thin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good, but it's like the bone just takes up so much of it.
But it's so flavorful.
It is flavorful, but it would be better. I would enjoy those more if it was like, okay, here's a stack of the meat that came from that. There's like 20 pork chops here. And here's just a stack of meat. We've cut the bones off for you.
Oh, so I guess you want me to cut the bones off for you
if you
now.
Don't mind, that would be great.
But, wow.
So that was probably one of my favorites. We had another one that happened recently. Like within the last 2 weeks. We made homemade pizzas.
Yeah.
And would you like to just get into what happened there?
We love homemade pizza. Super quick, super easy. And we don't make it often, but I was like, you know what? It's time to get something a little different. So I ordered pizza dough. I ordered 2 cans of pizza dough. So we each got a pizza pan. And I opened mine, you know, and I'm getting started rolling mine out and pressing it into place. And then, first of all, he's having trouble opening the can of dough.
I just can't get it open. It's like this impenetrable source of frustration.
No.
And she's like, you got to peel it right there. And I'm trying to peel it, and I can't grab what I'm supposed to peel. And it's just not working out for me. And
we finally got it.
Well, yeah, she's like, you have to hit it on the bar. So I hit it, and I felt like I was doing something wrong. And it finally busts open. Yeah, she's having a great time.
Yeah, I'm just rolling mine out, pressing it, making a crust. It's going evenly. And then a couple minutes later, I look over. And he has the roll of dough, trying to spread the roll instead of unfolding the dough
Apparently, you're supposed to, like, it's pre-rolled up. I kid you not. I genuinely thought that it's just a tube of pizza dough that you're supposed to flatten out like they do.
I mean, you could, but it would take forever, and dough is so finicky that if you mess with it too much, it bounces right back.
Right. And I learned that I was doing something wrong because she had her back turned to me when I started this. She turns around and looks. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, what? What am I doing? She's like, you're supposed to unroll it. I was like,
And you could see it on the side, like all of the layers of where it was rolled
and up. It was like, and I looked smushed. At it and I realized what I had done. I was so sad because I was, the last time we did homemade pizzas, I do not remember unrolling the dough in this way.
I probably did it for you.
You probably did, but I genuinely thought you're supposed to do it out. But unfortunately, last time my dough was way too thick and I was like, this is going to be good. Like this is going to be a good outcome. And I was so sad to see that I had just mutilated.
Yeah, 'cause yours was thick.
It was very, very thick. It did turn out good. Mm-hmm. It was hard to, like, Sarah's over here trying to, like, restore what I have destroyed. Mm. There's, like, holes. There's patches in the dough. And she's trying to, like, mend everything together. And I was like, I don't want really thick crust. She's like, well, it's going to be thick, just so you know.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
But it was really good. It
turned out excellent.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I think there was only 2 pieces left at the end of everything. Because we cut it up into, like, 4s. Somehow that makes it, to me, seem like that you're eating less.
Right.
That was funny. So something that we had tonight were those potatoes from the Butcher Block.
Yeah. Butcher Block sells these twice baked potatoes that are so good. And last time he went to Butcher Block, he grabbed them because they look so good.
It looked amazing. What was the occasion for that?
Nothing. It was just like a Friday night, right?
I think that's what it was.
It was just a Friday night.
Here we are now on a Tuesday.
Right. Who do we think we are?
You know.
Life with no children.
Right.
So we were cooking our steaks. I put the twice baked potatoes in the oven in a glass pan. And we're just cooking, you know. I think we even had Italian music playing or something.
No, that was whenever we made the other thing.
Pasta.
You made the new Italian.
Okay, yeah.
It was some kind of chicken.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. So
we had Italian music playing while we were making our steaks.
We like to do that.
Yeah, we do.
And all of a sudden, I hear this bang. And I thought, you know, when you grab a pan out of the cabinet, if you move one, some fall.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. Just a bunch of pans falling. So I'm like, what are you doing? He was like, nothing. What were you doing? I said, nothing. And I look, and the glass pan in the oven has exploded.
It literally, look, and y'all don't understand. I grab these potatoes. I don't know if you know, I don't try new things.
No, absolutely not.
And I was really looking forward to trying these potatoes, and they had made it all the way into the oven. And to know that the sound that I heard was my hopes and dreams shattering. And first of all, whenever you heard it, you thought it was the pans falling and this and that. My mind immediately went to, wow, someone just busted out the back glass of my car.
What?
Because that's what it sounded like. I knew it was glass breaking, but I was like, where? So that was what my mind went to.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, it's not like we haven't had some shady stuff happen. Well, when we saw it,
my first thought was, save the potatoes. And then he's like, no, there's glass in it.
She's like, you think, save the potatoes. I'm like, there's going to be like little glass shards. Duh. And that'll kill you. Don't eat that.
Right.
So we had to then throw them away.
Yeah, we had to turn the oven off. We didn't know what to do. I mean, it was shattered.
We stood there looking at it.
So we turned the oven off, got the potatoes out, threw those away. And we're just like, what are we going to do? So we ended up just letting the oven cool off until we could get to it.
And we went ahead and
ate our steaks.
We ate our steaks knowing that like there was no, I think you actually wound up breaking out like some kind of like frozen, was it fries you had made with it?
Or like a sweet potato or
something. You made some kind of side. Whereas myself, I don't need a side.
No,
I could just eat meat and be happy. But she went ahead and made herself up a side and we're sitting there eating. And the whole time we're thinking about, we got to clean up the oven.
Yeah.
And it was such a mess, y'all. Yeah. It was literally.
I called my mom, like, what do I do?
Well, what was so weird is you had used that before.
Right. It wasn't like a pan that was brand new or defected. I use that pan to make brownies all the time. Yes. And people were like, well, did you preheat the oven? No, I never preheat the oven.
Right.
Ever. And they were like, well, were the potatoes frozen or cold? You got them from refrigerated section, but they had been sitting out for an hour. So they were room temp.
Yeah. Which in our house is like 65.
Right, it's like a refrigerator. So we don't know what happened. The only thing I can think of is maybe it had a hairline crack in it and this the heat made it explode. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could have been that. I do think that maybe they were, while they weren't like, I wouldn't say they were cold, maybe the potatoes were too cool.
It's just so weird. I put frozen pizzas in the oven, you know, like. Yeah.
But we don't put those in a glass pan.
I know. It's just weird.
I think it's just the combination of 1 + 2 = 3, and it was 3 million pieces of glass in the bottom of the oven.
But Cody cleaned it.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. Because it was just like the little.
I tried to help him, but.
Well, there was no need in both of us doing it. Yeah. And she stood there and was like, telling me
I see
was,
a piece.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, babe. There's a piece right there. You missed it.
Our life.
I know. I love our life, though.
I do, too.
Some of my favorite moments, there's times when we will decide, and again, we don't have children. We have Link.
Right.
We'll talk about him
Who's
later.
Who's our precious little boy.
He's your little boy. He's not in here right now just because he makes a little bit too much noise.
I wanted him to come in here.
Well, me and Tyler have been in here recording, and I can tell you that Link makes noise, and he is a distraction.
Poor baby.
Anyway,
nobody loves him.
I love him. He's cute. We have a cat. His name is Link. Anyway, some of my favorite moments are whenever we will like, you know what? You want to go like get some ice cream? And we'll go usually to Sonic and either get some ice cream or get some food. And then we usually take it and go somewhere else and just park and watch YouTube on our phone. That is like
the best.
That's the best right there. With that being said, sometimes it doesn't always go according to plan.
Right.
Do you remember the last time we tried to go to Sonic?
Yeah. Well, not the last time, because we tried to go last night.
Right. It was the time before. Well, yeah. We tried to go last night, and they were closed.
Yeah, at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, it was also like the 5th of July, so I think they were just closed for the 4th or whatever. But the time before last, we went, and we were just going to, let's get a little bit of food. Like, I think we got some cheese sticks.
Yeah.
And you wanted a, what is it? You get a Butterfinger Blast with extra Butterfinger.
Yeah, super simple.
Very simple. Had I received mine already?
No.
No, we didn't get either of
them.
No,
we ordered. And it's funny because you know how Sonic usually has one lane, like the main lane where the cars park. What is that called?
I'm okay with calling it a lane.
A lane?
Yeah.
Well, then there's like an extra lane on the other side of the building. And Cody's always like, I don't want to park there. I'm like, why? There's no cars right here. And he does say, they'll forget about you.
I say, I never park over here because they always forget about you.
Yeah. So, I mean, we parked there because I was driving.
And you ignored what I said.
So, we ordered our food. Everything's fine. We wait. It's fine. You know, whatever. We wait a little while, still no food. Somebody next to us who got there after us got their food. So we were like, man, maybe the ice cream thing was down or something. So we're still waiting. And then eventually, didn't we try to call?
You hit the button again on
the
thing. Yeah,
because I wanted to add something else to the order.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And they were like, they more or less said like, what was your order?
Yeah.
And then she added it, and they brought out the food finally, but they didn't bring out the blast.
Ice cream, yeah.
And which was a huge reason, like that was why I wanted to go.
Right.
Was the blast.
Right.
I get an Oreo blast, extra Oreo, because I'm
extra.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I'm a grown up.
Oh.
But you said I was extra, so that's okay. So we're sitting there, we've got the cheese sticks that are cold. We are just trying to enjoy ourselves, but now we're a little aggravated, and I'm trying to be cool. Sarah's trying to be cool, and we're waiting. Well, we waited a long time to the point where
it was like 45 minutes.
Yeah, it literally was almost an hour. And so I started saying to Sarah, I think I'm going to walk over to the drive-thru window. And she was like, you should. Like, it's been too long. But then I got to thinking about it. I judge people that walk up to the drive-thru window. So I don't want to be that guy. But you can walk over to this little outdoor dining area that most Sonics have, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I could just go walk there because those ladies have to go in and out that door anyway. Great spot to go. So I decided to get out. I walked over there. I am just completely ignored. I am 6'4" and none of your business pounds. I am not easy to ignore. They succeeded in ignoring me. Finally, the girl that actually brought our food came out of the building, taking someone else their order. And when she was on her way back, I was like, hey, I said, we're still waiting on our blasts. We never did get those. She was like, I am so sorry. I'm going to go get them right now. Now I'm scared because I'm thinking we have, you know, possibly in their minds, we've been a pest concerning these blasts.
Yeah, and we only paid for the food. We never paid for the blast.
Right. She brought it out, and she, I was like, I was prepared to, like, give her my card or whatever. She was like, oh, no, it's okay. Because it took us so long, y'all could just have them.
You're right.
And I'm like, well, thank you, Laura. But it was like, did y'all spit in these? Or, like, did something go wrong?
No, they literally just forgot about our order.
They did. But because of where we parked. Like I said,
no, that's so crazy.
It is crazy, but if you think about it, like that door over there, like when you park in the main lane, you're right there in front of the door, you're in front of the windows. Whereas if you park on the other side where we parked, the only window looking at you is the drive-through window.
It's not like they see their customers and go to them first. I mean, it's an automated system.
I know, but
no matter where they're parked.
But as we learned, that doesn't matter.
They did forget about us, but we got free blasts.
Sure did. And we lost almost an hour of our lives.
Yeah.
But
we were together.
It was fine. It was fine. Yeah. And once we got the blasts, they were really good. Mm-hmm. Mine was excellent.
Mine did not have extra Butterfinger, though.
It didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, now I'm sad.
Well, I guess we need to go tonight. All right.
Don't tempt me. I'll go get some ice cream. No, after what I paid for those steaks and stuff, we don't need to go to Sonic.
After you've been saying, let's not spend any money.
Well, here's the thing. I did say that, and I mean it still.
Mm.
But tonight, the past few times, we need to talk about our Outback experience.
Oh, jeez.
Because that played a huge role in why I chose to go to Butcher Block this evening.
Yeah.
Word of advice, listener, if you ever get the opportunity to go to a steakhouse at 12 noon on Father's Day,
do not.
Don't do it.
No.
Unless there's like 20 of you. We were on our way home from Georgia. We had just had a nice little weekend vacation. It was great. We had a great time. We were coming through Meridian, Mississippi, and it was literally 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
What we didn't take into account, though, is that it was Father's Day because we had already, like...
We already celebrated Father's Day that weekend, yeah. So to us, it was just
Sunday. It was over, yeah. And we get there at 12 o'clock, we walk up, and Sarah's like, oh, it's Father's Day. And this was, like, not the news I wanted to hear, but she goes in, because I had to park.
Far, far away.
Far, far away. And she goes in to get a table, and... Tell the people what happened.
They said, it'll be 45 minutes. We're like, oh, okay, whatever. So I sit down. And actually, I go outside expecting Cody to walk up. And then I get a text thinking it's from him. And it said, your table's ready. And I'm like, what? Because this has happened like 3 weeks before. Yeah. This has happened to us where they're like, you have an hour wait. And then they'll text us 3 minutes later and be like, your table's ready, which is great.
That's called favor.
Right. So I go in and I'm like, okay, Cody hasn't even parked the car yet and our table's ready. So I go in and y'all know what I'm talking about when I say those little two-person booths.
That are literally there for like decoration.
Oh my word.
Can't nobody sit at this little booth.
Nobody. Look,
and here's the thing. Like, I'm flattered. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt. But let's be honest.
Yeah, you see us.
You see that I'm not going to fit right here.
Right.
But yet you still offer it, you right. know, and it's like.
So I walk up and I'm like, dude, I was like, can we just get a table?
And I wasn't in there for this.
And he's like, yeah, no problem. So I walk back to the hostess stand and I sit down at the booth or whatever. And Cody comes up. I'm like, well. I told him what happened. He's like, okay, well, we'll just wait. I was like, okay.
And wait we did.
We waited and waited. People started coming in, like tables of 7 and 10 and 12, and like immediately get seated like in 5 minutes because they're catering these big parties for Father's Day. And exactly. I get it. Like,
I understand.
You know, they have to use these tables for those people. But we waited and waited. It was like an hour. And then finally, I was like, Cody, we've got to get home. Like, this is just a stop on the way home. Like, we're not even close. So he goes up and he's like, how much longer? And we don't like to be those people to, you know, to complain. But it's like we had been waiting longer than what they originally said.
Yeah.
And we were sitting right there and watching people just come in and out. And finally, they were like, we have a table. So they brought us to the table. It's fine. It's so hot. The AC has broken in there. There's a million people for Father's Day. And can't get a drink, can't get no bread to the table.
What was happening is we really were overlooked.
Yeah.
Because there was
There was only two of us.
And I get it. These servers are doing the best they can. And there's these multiple huge parties.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunate to be like, we've already been here for way longer than we intended to be.
Right.
We can't even get a drink. We can't get no bread. We can't get nothing. Ain't got no AC. Ain't nothing right going on. And we're just kind of sitting there.
I was in a bad mood.
She was not happy.
I wasn't like mad, but I was hungry and I was ready to get home.
Yeah, we had already been traveling for a while. And I was trying to be like as optimistic as possible. But on the inside, my blood was boiling. I was so upset because my thing was we've made it to Meridian. We are so close to home.
Right. It was only three hours.
And I'm just ready to get home because I've been gone for a while. It's hot. I miss Link.
Right.
Let's come home.
But we had to stop for steak.
Yeah, we did. And the steak was good.
It was really good.
But the experience kind of like marred. Mm-hmm. Now, in their defense, ultimately, they did wind up giving us a free Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
Which was great.
We didn't even ask for any of that.
No.
Of course, we wouldn't.
What wound up happening is the reason we didn't get our drinks, come to find out, our server, because she was so busy with our other tables, she had asked a manager, hey, this table, they ordered these drinks. Could you take the drinks to them? Apparently, that was never done.
Yeah.
And the server didn't know. So the server and the manager both come out to apologize. And we're like, oh, it's okay. You know, it's fine. Trying to be as nice as we can. And they were super apologetic. And the manager at first was like, if y'all want a free dessert or something, that's no problem. Mm-hmm. We're going to take care of you. And then she heard about the Bloomin' Onion. She was like, we're going to cover your Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
Which was great.
So it was great.
It turned out good. But said all that to say, I've been needing a good steak experience. So today I was just sitting there at the office and I'm like, man, I would literally just punch a random person right now for steak.
Okay.
Like, I want steak so bad. Jeez. And Sarah had texted me. She was like, what do you want for dinner? And I'm like, I wonder.
Because we have nothing.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I could just be like, what about Wendy's? But I was like, you know what? I would kind of like to go to the butcher block, get a couple of steaks, and those potatoes that we haven't got to try
yet. So we were very hesitant and careful putting those potatoes in the oven. But they were good. Cody didn't like them, of course. Yeah, but I knew that was going
to
happen.
I really thought I was going to like it. I tried and wanted to. I just didn't like it.
I knew you weren't going to like it.
Well, that's also, I was strategic in choosing which pack of potatoes I got. Because one of them was like a big, you know, normal size potato. Mm-hmm. And the other one was super small. And I was like, she's like, you can have the big one. I was like, no. I want the small one.
Right. And I ended up eating his too.
Yeah, she did.
Which he had like three whole steaks.
I didn't. Okay, so I didn't have three.
Yes, you did. 64 ounce steaks.
Look, I told you earlier about the sirloin that she got. I had one piece of the sirloin that she.
Yeah.
Which would equal like an 8 ounce sirloin on its own.
Probably 10 ounces.
I don't think it was 10 ounces. Cody. It wasn't 10 ounces.
Cody.
It was not. It may have been 10 ounces. Anyway.
And then he had this like 24 ounce New York strip.
It wasn't 24. It was
huge.
It was huge, but it wasn't 20. It really wasn't 24. I want to say, in all seriousness, I do think it was like 18.
You still have the packaging?
I threw it away, actually, which is...
It was huge, y'all.
It really was big. It was so thick that I had to put it in the oven. We had seared it. We're thinking it's good to go because I started it in the air fryer. And if y'all haven't ever made a steak in the air fryer, you should do it. Mm-hmm. It's very good. So I started it there, but we knew it wasn't going to finish in there. So we seared it. And even Sarah was like, you know, it doesn't feel it too feels soft. Firm. We cut it open. It's literally like blue rare on the inside.
Like in the very center. Like around the edges it wasn't, but it was rare on the inside. So we put it in the oven and it seemed to turn out good.
It turned out good. I ate it incrementally.
Yeah.
Because parts of it were thicker than other parts. So I had the quote unquote 10 ounce sirloin.
As an appetizer.
That I went in there and checked the oven. And half of the steak was good. The other half was still a little.
So he had his first course of steak, which was probably 20 ounces.
It wasn't 20 ounces. The whole thing was like 18. I probably had a total of 24 ounces.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
Oh.
I enjoy meat, just so y'all know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good time. Do you have any other funny kitchen stories that you can think of?
Let me think. Not really. I mean, did we tell them about how we almost set our house on fire?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Almost did that. I'm not a baker, you guys.
This is true.
I love to cook. Well, I can cook. I don't love it, but I can cook.
I think you have it depends on the dish, it seems like.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't like cleaning up after I cook.
That's true. I hate that. We still haven't cleaned up.
And I really don't even like to eat after I cook, like my own food.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel that. I hate cooking. I hate everything about it, except the eating.
Right. But I'm just not a baker. I'm not precise enough to be a baker. But I think you would be a good baker. Because you like to follow directions. Like, he's trying to make a sauce, and he's like, I need a teaspoon and 3/4 of honey.
A teaspoon and 3/4. I understand what you're saying.
And I'm just like eyeballing it. But with baking, you really do have to be that precise. So
yeah.
I'm just not good at it. And one day, it defeated me. And there was a fire in the oven, and I cried.
But
and I prayed. I said, God, you're going to have to put out this fire because I don't know what to do.
Remind me, I wasn't here for this, was I?
No, no one was here. I was crying. I was like, okay, I need to get Link. I need to get my purse. And I need to get my phone and call 911.
In that order. I need to get Link, my purse, my phone. For me, it would have been
it was a little fire. Like,
well, what had happened? Because I know someone's like, "How did it almost catch on fire?"
It dripped.
It dripped. Yeah, you were making some kind of like chocolate cake.
Yeah,
and the essence that was going to be cake dripped down and got on
I used the right coil. Amount, like of batter and the right size pans, but it still overflowed, and I didn't know. And it dripped and dripped and dripped until it created a fire. So, yeah. But now I know that you can throw flour on the fire in the oven and it'll go out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did not know that before.
She said, after one house fire, I've since done my research.
Yeah, maybe we should get a fire
extinguisher?
Extinguisher.
Maybe we can go buy those at Yosemite.
No, we're not talking about
this. Can we please talk about
No. My face is red.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear.
I'm embarrassed.
Okay, well, we don't have to talk
about it. Y'all, he makes fun of me.
I do not make fun
of
her.
Okay, I just had a moment. I was blonde at one point.
Well, I don't even remember what led up to it. What were
we were watching a documentary like the elders we are.
Probably. It's a popcorn and M&M's. Right.
Yeah, because that's what we do now.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it so much.
And I
said... She's like, hey, look, she's as serious as she can be. She's like, that's blah, blah, blah over at Yosemite.
Y'all, I know that it's Yosemite.
And I looked over and I was like, Yosemite? And then we just died.
I promise I'm not that stupid. I know it's Yosemite, but I was reading it.
That's no worse than me and my Asia Go cheese.
Yeah, dummy.
Oh, okay. It was really funny.
Yeah, and when me and Cody first started dating, he said, what is Asia Go's cheese?
I was ordering a pizza from Pizza Hut, may it rest in peace. And they had just added the crust flavors.
Sorry, I don't remember Pizza Hut these days.
I know. What is that?
Right.
What even is that? So anyway, one of them was Asiago. I started to say Asiago again.
Oh my god.
But
gosh.
It was Asiago. I was like, what is Asiago? And they proceeded to laugh at me.
I've said so many stupid things though, y'all. Same. Oh my word.
It just happens, you know? I think the longer you live, the more you talk, the dumber you say things sometimes. Speaking of us being elderly and popcorn, do you want to talk about the
us being elderly and popcorn?
Do you want to bring up the text that I sent today? Because you last time we had popcorn, you had brought up that we need like special bowls for our popcorn.
Yeah, because we use mixing bowls, but sometimes our mixing bowls are dirty.
Because we mix things right in them, like hibachi chicken
right
and other stuff. Things. Yeah. And so that she had made that comment, we need some like special bowls. And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. Well, today I sent a text and I forget what I said. But
you used the popcorn bucket emoji.
It involved, yeah, the popcorn bucket emoji. And then I thought about it like 15 minutes later. I was like, babe, this is what we need. We need like these official actual popcorn buckets.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to be getting those. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that upcoming purchase.
We just eat popcorn now. Why? Why do we eat popcorn at night? Like we're 75.
Well, we don't do it every night.
No,
but like on a Friday night, whatever, it's like 6 p.m.
And
we're in our PJs and we're about to watch a documentary about the ocean.
Literally, that's our life, y'all.
And it's like,
speaking of documentaries, did you tell them about what's it called? The octopus documentary?
No.
Y'all need to watch it.
It's called My Octopus Teacher.
Yes. It's such a good documentary.
It's very emotional.
Yeah. It's really good. You should watch it. 10 out of 10.
I really don't want to spoil anything.
No.
But if you're looking for something to kind of like tug at your heartstrings.
Yeah. It's easy to watch. It's not too much information. Like it's just easy. Yeah. It's not like a teachable.
That was something that was different about it. Is it's not necessarily like trying to teach you something.
You.
It's telling a story,
right.
But it's a true story. Mm-hmm. And there's footage. Like
it's so good.
It's very well done. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I do recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
But can we talk about our cat?
Yeah. Duh. Come here.
Link has been going through something lately.
What?
Link is, he gets so wild at nights.
He's just a zoomies dad.
He's got the zoomies, and he gets to a place where he's really not interactable. You can't really interact with him because his eyes just go full black. His claws that are like 19 inches long come out of his hands and his feet, and he just destroys.
Yeah.
And he doesn't
look crazy.
He doesn't destroy the furniture.
No, that's one thing he doesn't do. Well, besides our ottoman.
Well, he has destroyed that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Look, when you got that thing, I was like, man, now that is nice. That's beautiful. And we're going to take care of it. And it's going to be fine. It is the thing that Link has destroyed. And I'm quite sad about that. And it's okay because, like, it is just an ottoman. At least it's not like a whole couch or anything. But I don't know. It just makes me sad. Like, it was so beautiful and pristine.
Well, and now it's okay. At least it's not our couches or, like, the rug or even, your stuff. Or
even he doesn't like our couches.
Yeah. Would y'all like to fund us to buy some new couches?
How do you feel about our couches, love?
I hate them.
What do you hate about them?
They're so uncomfortable. Oh, my word.
You bought those couches.
Well, because we were very poor at the time.
Yeah.
And they were the cheap. I literally went on the furniture store. I forget where we bought them from. And I said, price, low to high.
And they were the ones.
And they were number one. And we bought them.
they've lasted, though.
Yeah. Like for 4 years, maybe.
I really am thankful for them because, like, we don't. Well, we bought them.
We were proud that we were able to buy them. I mean, we had no money. We were, you know, married for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So.
We still have them, though. And they're very uncomfortable. They genuinely, like, to me, when they're, like, when they were cleaner, they looked fine. Like, things have happened over the years.
Yeah.
People spill drinks. You, mm-hmm. you know, drop food on it or whatever.
Right.
But they look fine. It's not the look that bothers me. It genuinely hurts my back. Mm-hmm. And as far as, like...
Like, watching a movie is, like, miserable.
Oh, yeah. And forget sleeping. If you ever need to sleep on the couch...
Well, sometimes I take a nap and it's fine.
Well, for me, it is, like, not doable.
Yeah.
It is so bad. There was a night recently where you were very sick.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when you were sick?
I do.
So we need to talk about that because I don't think me and Tyler ever disclosed what happened.
Yeah, I just got really sick. Like, I felt fine, but I just kept coughing. And Tyler was sick, and then Cody got sick, but Cody got over it in like 2 days.
It was 2 days, and I was good.
But Tyler was still sick. And so I was like, well, I'm going to get it. Oh, well, it's fine. So I get sick, and then I lose my voice completely. Like, maybe once before I've lost my voice completely, but it was gone. But I felt fine. Like, my body felt fine. I didn't feel sick or feverish. There was maybe one time where I felt a little feverish, but like, I still went out with my friend and went to work. Everything was fine. And then the coughing began.
And it just kept on.
I literally could not breathe. The coughing, like, it was like an asthmatic cough. Like, you try to breathe in and you just cough because you run out of breath. So,
yeah.
I've had asthmatic bronchitis before. And I thought maybe that was it, but I didn't know. So, are we telling this whole story?
Yeah. I mean...
So I went to work, and one day I just felt so out of breath, and I was like, maybe I need to go to the doctor. And Cody had been telling me I needed to go, but...
Well, because it's literally been weeks.
Yeah, I hate the doctor.
I got over it in 2 days, and she was still, like, she's been through...
It was
through,
like, on day seven, and I was still sick.
Well, you had already, like, you were sick through the whole vacation.
That was right before the vacation. You remember?
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But that's why I wanted to go to the doctor, because we were going on vacation,
right.
And I didn't want to be coughing the whole time.
Did you hear me when I said you're right?
Thank you.
Does that sound good?
So I left work. I didn't have the kids with me, thankfully. I was just able to leave. And so I left, and I went to the urgent care in Wiggins because I was like, well, I might as well go to the one in Wiggins since I'll be right there by the house.
Yeah.
So I drive up, and of course, the one day I needed to go, they closed the office down early. So I'm like, man.
It's like a staff emergency.
Yeah,
or
a staff emergency. So I go to like another one that said emergency walk-ins welcome, but it wasn't. It was like a primary care doctor. You need an appointment. I made an appointment for the next day. And it's fine, you know, whatever. I was planning on going. Well, the next morning I woke up and I felt better. Like, I didn't cough, but maybe twice. And I was just like, well, I'm going to cancel it. You know, I hate to pay for something.
I feel better. I ain't going.
Right. So I canceled it. Well, later that evening, I changed my mind once again. And I was like, you know what? I do feel a little bit better, but I'm going to go to the urgent care because I know it's open.
Well, you had also you had gotten worse. You started coughing again.
Yeah, and like I lost my voice again that evening. So I was like, let me just go. It's right up the road. So I go, and it's just like me and this other guy in there. They were super fast, you know.
Well, they're literally called fast pace.
Right. So I go in, and the nurse or whoever comes in, and she's like, what's been going on? I was like, well, I've been sick, but I haven't felt bad. I haven't had any fever. She takes my temp. I'm fine. And she was like, you want to get COVID tested? I was like, well, I mean.
Might as well.
Aren't y'all supposed to make that decision? I was like, I don't care. Like, do y'all want to do one? She's like, well, we probably will. I was like, okay.
And this was your first one,
yeah,
right?
I'd never been COVID tested before. And like everybody was saying how bad it was when they swab up your nose. Literally felt like nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just don't have to go as far anymore.
I think at first they really did go like super far up, but now they.
It wasn't bad at all. So, yeah. So she does that. Then she comes back in for something and whatever. And I'm waiting and waiting. I hear other people in there coughing.
I'm at home.
Yeah. Then I hear other people talking about how they tested positive. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. Well, then I thought she was a doctor. She's actually the nurse practitioner, almost a doctor. She comes in and she's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. She was like, well, about your test. And I'm like, okay. She said, you tested positive for COVID. And I'm like, what? Like, of course it came to my mind. You know, I may have COVID, but like I felt fine. I never had chills or achiness or loss of energy. I felt out of breath, but nothing. I mean, I felt fine. So I was just shocked. And then I was like, oh my word, we're supposed to leave tomorrow to go on vacation that Cody was so looking forward to. So I start crying and she felt so bad. She was like, I'm so sorry, you know, I had to tell someone today before their wedding that they tested positive. Like, this is not easy for me, and I'm very sorry. And she was like, I want to hug you. So she hands me.
You have COVID. May I please hug you?
Right. She hands me papers, and she was like, these are your vitamins that you need to get, and I called you in your medicine already. And literally, that's it. She was just like, I froze up. I didn't ask any questions or anything. Like, she was like, you need to quarantine, and whoever you're with, who you've been with, or whoever you live with need to quarantine for 14 days. And I'm like, okay. And so, like, she leaves to go get one more thing, and I sent Cody a picture of me crying.
Well, she texts me. I had been at work whenever all this was going on. The reason I didn't go with you to the appointment is because I was at work. And right when I worked,
I don't know. No, you weren't. You were here, but I was. Wouldn't have let you come anyway.
But there was you had decided to go. We weren't together for whatever reason.
You were at home. I know that.
Okay. Well, for whatever reason, anyway, I wasn't there. Is the point. And so, I'm sitting there, and it had also crossed my mind, like, wow, hope she doesn't have COVID, because that would be less than ideal. And she sends me this text and she says, I tested positive for COVID. And I said, no, you didn't. She said, yes, I did. I said, no, you didn't. Then she sends me this picture of her wearing a mask, just in tears. And I was like, oh.
I was boohooing. Oh, dear. Like, I was so shocked. I couldn't have been more shocked. And it was just... I was just like, what?
But I heard what she was saying, and y'all know, I've talked about it many times here on the podcast of how I am about her, like, well-being, and I'm super protective. You know, we went into all that. So imagine Cody getting the news that Sarah has COVID. My mind did not go to a great place right away. I was like, okay, I got to fix this solution. What can I do? And then I was like, whoa, there's nothing I can do. But something just doesn't feel right about this. I was like, I just don't believe she's got COVID. Because, like, I've been around her. Neither of us have felt bad. Her cough has been rough. But I was like, it just doesn't seem right. And so she comes home. She's very upset.
I called my mom, and I was like, I was crying on the phone with her. I was like, we can't go to Georgia. I tested positive, you know. She's like, what?
What?
She was like, it'll be all right. She was like, yeah, we'll plan another time to go. And I was just so upset that Cody couldn't go. And that was the big thing for me.
Yeah. Well, that was the first thing you text me. You were like, I want you to go to Georgia without me. And I was like, absolutely not. Let me leave my wife at home with COVID so that I can go swim in a pool in Georgia. Right. There's no way.
So I got home and I had to text my boss, which is a big deal because I'm literally their only.
Yeah, that's not just like, hey, I won't be in today.
Right. I'm their only person.
A lot of different responsibilities. A lot of responsibility. And if Sarah were to have COVID and not able to come in.
Well, she's also a doctor.
Yeah.
So it would affect her greatly. And
yeah, it would cause a lot.
A lot of things would have played into it. So I text her, and I couldn't call her because I knew she was busy doing something. So I text her. I was like, I have some really bad news. She knew I was going to the doctor. I said, I have really bad news. I tested positive for COVID. And so she texted me back. She was like, well, let me figure this out. They had Bible school that night, so she was busy teaching. So I was like, okay. So I'm sitting in the recliner. Cody, I'm like, you need to go get my vitamins. We need to see about my medicine. And I start crying again just because thinking about it. I mean, COVID is a real thing. We know people who have passed away from it.
Yeah.
And others may say it's fake and whatever. And yeah, there's a lot of politics involved with it, but it's also killed people.
Like people we know
and
personally.
You know, people die in the ICU by themselves without family. And that's all I can think about. Like, God, I mean, this could take a turn. I'm not the healthiest person. Like, I've been coughing. I feel out of breath. And once you know your diagnosis, right. Your diagnosis. Okay.
Yeah.
You feel worse. So I start like coughing because I guess I was hyperventilating too, knowing what I had. So I start coughing, I'm out of breath, and I'm like, well, I don't need to sit down. Mom said that's how pneumonia sets in if you sit down for too long. So I'm like, let's get up. So he's like, let's clean up the living room. So we clean up. That's fine. I start to, you know, my spirits start to lift a little. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go to Walmart, pick up your vitamins or whatever. And I was like, well, wear your mask. I mean, what else are we going to do?
We're not going to talk about what I said before that.
Oh, he... He said, something just doesn't feel right.
I had told her, because I'm trying to, like, be not confused. I am, like, distraught on the inside. But I'm trying to be, you know, comforting, and I'm trying to be positive, and, like, it's going to be okay. We're going to make it through this, yada, yada. And I said to you, don't sit here and think about the fact that you've got COVID.
Yeah.
Because you're going to you're going to think yourself sicker than you already are.
Right.
And I said, look, I know what they said. I said, but this just doesn't feel right. I said, something's not right. And you can choose to repeat what you said, or we can move on.
I said, don't even start that. Meaning, like, he's not even believing what the doctor said. Like, he's already not even accepting it.
You said, don't even start that. It is what it is.
Yeah, I was like, it is what it is.
I said, okay.
Like, let's just deal with it, you know. So he leaves, and I'm waiting to hear back from my boss, and I'm like, I was with my best friend today. She has two young kids. Like, I called her, and she was like, what, you know? So I'm like, y'all just be careful, watch your symptoms, whatever.
And I had been at a funeral.
Yeah, I mean, we just lived our life because I hadn't had any fever. And, I mean, I had a cough and whatever, but it's like, so did everybody else around here. Well, everybody was sick.
Everybody had been coughing, but also just in like daily life when you're not sick, and I do this too.
Mm-hmm.
When we start coughing, it's like your throat gets irritated and you just keep coughing. It doesn't mean you're sick, but like there's even been times whenever we'll start laughing.
Yeah.
And I start making this weird sound because I'm trying my best not to cough, because if I start coughing, it takes me a really long time to stop.
Yeah.
So there's that too.
Yeah. I mean, we just went to work, whatever. So I tell my friend, I'm like trying to think about who all I've been around. And so I'm just sitting on the couch at this point. And I don't know what I was doing. I was just sitting there probably. And I get a call from a local number, and I answer it just in case, you know. And it was the nurse practitioner. And I was like, oh, Lord, what? You know, maybe she's just reminding me about some other medicine, or because I had called back and asked for an inhaler because I forgot to ask it for it and I needed one. So I was like, well, maybe it has something to do with that. So I answer. She's like, hey, it's whatever. I forget her name. And I was like, hey. She was like, well, how are you doing? I was like,
not well.
I'm okay. I was like, I'm just emotional, you know, trying to process this. And she was like, well, I'm really sorry to tell you this, and I don't know how to tell you, but I read your test wrong.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I was like, what? That's not what, I was like, wait, what? No way. She was like, I don't know what happened, but I read your test wrong. And I'm thinking, oh my word. Like, I immediately text Cody right then. I said, don't buy the vitamins, because like, I knew they were going to be expensive. I mean, it's like 20, caps. Yeah, it was like $20 per vitamin. And she sent like a list of 10.
Yeah.
So I was like, don't buy the vitamins. And so I'm still on the phone with her. She's trying to explain to me how she misread it. And I'm like, no way. She was like, yes. She was like, I am so sorry. She was very apologetic. And I don't blame her. I mean,
no.
Mistakes happen, yeah. Whatever. And she was like, you can go on your vacation. I'm like, oh, well, what's wrong? And like, I'm still sick.
Yeah.
She said, you actually test positive for the flu. And I'm like, what? But I haven't been. I haven't had any flu-like symptoms. She was like, well, I mean, you've been sick for 7-8 days now, so you're at the end of it if you did have the flu. So you're good to go on vacation. I'm still going to call in some medicine, some antibiotics, and you're good to go. And she was like, I'm very sorry that I had to do this to you. I know I upset you. She was like,
yeah.
She was like, but yeah, that's it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I was like, well, thank you. You're like, what do you say?
Right. I mean, like, okay.
So I get off the phone with her and I call him. I'm like, they read my test wrong. Like, and he's like, what? You know, and.
But what's crazy to me, like, and again, I'm super thankful that it played out the way it did.
Yeah.
But even on that paperwork they sent home with you, mm-hmm. it had the results for, like, influenza test, and it was, like,
negative.
Then right by COVID, it clearly said positive.
Right.
Like.
But maybe she had to manually put that in the computer, like, chart it.
Maybe. I guess.
I don't know. I don't know how those tests work, but she read it wrong. And, I mean, that doesn't happen.
No.
It shouldn't happen if it does happen a lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, how many times has she or others have misread tests and people have had to take off work? Because that was our thing.
Yeah.
If we don't work, we don't get paid. We're not on salary, either of us. So, we were like, oh, my word, we're going to have to take off work for 14 days. And how are we going to live? You know, that's a week of paychecks.
Yeah.
And so I was so thankful. So he came home and we were just like looking at each other like, what?
I mean, it was a huge blessing.
Yeah. I called my mom and she was like, oh my word. Like, I cannot believe this. And we literally just gave the glory to God because, I mean, I believe he did it.
Yeah, for
People
sure.
People can say it was just or whatever mistake, but I truly believe God turned it around.
Most definitely.
Because, I mean, he cares about us and
yeah,
he knew how bad that was going to be for us. And not saying it hasn't been bad for others, but I truly believe he answered our prayers.
I thought about it in the days after, because, you know, we were on vacation and you had, you know, downtime and
right.
it had got brought up, you know, and it just, you don't just forget, like, okay, that's over.
Right.
And I had thought about, you know, it could also be that he allowed that to happen the way it did to see how would we react.
Yeah.
You know, and for us to see how would we react.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was so thankful for is, thank God she called you before
Oh, the vacation. My word. Yes. How disappointing.
If she would have called literally at the same time on the next day, it would have been great awful. News, but yeah. It would have been like, we would have missed the vacation.
Right.
Which seems, you know, it seems like a real,
yeah,
you know, trivial thing.
It's just crazy. Like, what but, made her go back and look at the test?
Right.
Like, what made her do that?
Apparently something didn't feel right about it for her either.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was a very scary time. And that's, it really that's was. The closest that we have ever come to either of us having COVID. Yeah.
But my boss was so thankful.
Oh, yeah. She was very thankful.
She was at Bible school. So when I told her, I was like, you're never going to believe it. But she read my test wrong. She was like, oh, my word. Like, what a miracle. Like, and she was joking. She was like, the Lord must have heard me at Bible school. I'm like, yes, he did. We were all sure. praying. Like,
for sure. It is, you know, it's something like we said at the beginning, we've been affected by it. Countless of other families have been affected by it. But the Lord has been so merciful to us personally.
Yeah.
That we've.
And just our circle. I
mean. Yeah. We know for a fact in hindsight that we have been directly exposed multiple times. Oh, yeah. And never caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And never have up to this point.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful for that. I want to acknowledge that because it could be so different.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Tyler, he's never had it.
Yeah.
We've never had it. My boss, who is a dentist in people's mouths all day long, she's never had it. And that directly affects me and I affect her. Yeah. And all of her staff, they're fine. And
there's plenty of room, like with all the dots that connect with those people that are in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of room for it to go south. You know, all it would really take would be one of them catching it.
Right.
And then it would be much less than ideal for mm-hmm. a lot of other people. And it's just a blessing that I want to acknowledge that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And that is not anything that we deserve.
No.
But favor ain't fair. We talk about it all the time here on the show that, look, the Lord shows, you know, favor. And not favoritism towards certain folks, yeah. but just... The favor of the Lord is a real thing, and in that area, we have been shown favor, yeah. and I'm thankful for that. So we went from talking about funny kitchen stories to COVID.
To Link, to COVID.
To Link. Link's still not off the hook. He's been behaving very poorly lately.
Oh, my word. He's so cute, though.
I think he should be punished.
No.
I'm going to close with this story of what happened last night.
Okay. What?
The pictures I sent you earlier today. So, we have a security system here at our house. We have camera.
Yeah, so don't break in.
So, don't come around and try to break in. However, you wouldn't be the first to try. Well, this morning at 2:30, I woke up. And I'm trying to just like adjust. Like my back was hurting. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a little turny turn. And for some reason, my mind went straight to check the camera. And I was like, okay, I'm going to check the camera. Now, mind you, I am very sleepy. I am not, like, awake by any stretch, but I'm awake enough to maneuver my phone. And I go look at the live feed of the camera, and I see what looks like Link sitting outside facing the camera. Like, he, you know how he'll sit with, like, his little paws mm-hmm. in the front? He puts his tail out to the side. Yeah. He's just sitting there, like, waiting. And my eyes, like, I can't see worth a flip. And I'm looking and I'm trying to make out, like, is that Link? Like, is that really him? Because if it is, I got to go get him. But I'm also thinking there's literally no possible way for him to get outside. Mm-mm. There's no holes he could climb through. There's no, like, doggy door that's not blocked in. There's no way. So I'm thinking to myself, there's no way he could get outside. But what am I looking at? It looks like him. It's not moving. But Link also is known to just stare.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be Link. And apparently I was able to convince myself that it was not Link because I did go back to wow. sleep. Yeah. I went back to sleep so thankful that it wasn't Link.
Right.
But I sent Sarah. I went back and took a screenshot of the of what I saw. I outlined it with like yellow and showed how it could look like it was Link. But it was not Link. Thank goodness. But it was just so weird
yeah.
that I woke up at 2:30 and just felt the need to look on the camera, and everything worked out good. That was not
I'm
Link.
I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's get to Drop the Bop. This week on Drop the Bop, Tyler's not here, but music is still ready to be heard. Do you have anything that you can think of, like any songs that have just been your jam here lately?
Yes, which I think y'all already mentioned it.
Well, that's okay. We can mention it again. It's that good.
The song Never Run Dry by Influence Music.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, so good.
I'm a throwback to one that I don't remember if we've ever talked about it here or not, but it is Psalm 46 by Shane and Shane. Mm. It is very good. It's just been one that I've listened to a couple of times here lately, and I really like it a lot. Well, Bae, I've had a wonderful time.
Me too.
It's been great. It's been great, and we'll have to do it again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, make sure to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for tuning in again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time, be blessed.